why don't we get along? Everything I do is wrong. Tell me what's the reason I'm not pleasing you. I may kiss you, but then you say kiss me again. Listen, baby, tell me what's the reason I'm not pleasing you. If you must keep me in doubt, how will I know what to do? You can change me about, but I'll do what you want me to do. Though I try and I try, still I never satisfy. Tell me what's the reason I'm not pleasing you. What's that? No, baby, I ain't the man. Oh, so that's why I'm not pleasing you, huh? No, I ain't got no money. Get away from here. Well, that's different. Well, you gonna give me some money? All right, honey, here's where I start pleasing you. Yeah, come on, boy, latch on there.
Hi, welcome to Fats Waller, Favorites and Obscurities. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. Fats Waller is certainly one of the more fascinating personalities of jazz, a big, outgoing bear of a man with huge appetites for liquor and food, a great pianist, comical vocalist, and excellent songwriter, raconteur, and bon vivant. In this hour, a sampling of discs, both rare and well-known, from Fats Waller's two decades of recording that generated a vast catalog of more than 675 performances on disc.
I never laughed or sang a song until the day you came along and smiled at me. Love can weave a miracle right before your eyes. The day we met, I seemed to see an angel walk right up to me from out the sky. Yes, baby, some magical power brought us together like this. In one magical hour, strangers were sweethearts in one little kiss. Oh, I believe in miracles. Honestly, I do. No wonder I get lyrical about that certain miracle that gave me baby, you, yes, baby, you.
I Believe in Miracles, the miraculous Fats Waller, playing both piano and electric organ in 1935. That was a rather early version of Fats Waller's rhythm before the personnel stabilized. The drummer there was Harry Dial, and Bill Coleman was on trumpet. Fats Waller was a big man in every way. His weight ranged between 265 and over 300 pounds. It's no wonder that he's remembered for recording Your Feet's Too Big. His own pedal extremities were a size 15.
Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big.
Waller's appetite for food is legendary. Stories of consuming a dozen or more burgers or hot dogs or eating three chickens and three huge steaks at one sitting are not unusual. Once at a church benefit in Charleston, South Carolina, as the band played the last note, Fats dashed to the food counter and bought himself a 20-pound ham, the pan, with the gravy in it, a carving knife, and a gallon of mustard. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter has become firmly associated with Waller, though he did not write it. In fact, the recording company insisted that he put it on disc. The tune had languished on the shelf, unrecorded for over a year, yet unexpectedly became a bestseller in the hands of Waller. Typically, Waller transformed a Tin Pan Alley novelty on the spot into something simple, elegant, and lasting.
I'm gonna sit right down and write my Harlem soul. Everyone start trucking. As soon as the news got round, the folks downtown came up to Harlem saw. Everybody trucking. It didn't take long before the hi-hats were doing it, Park Avenue and it all over town. You seen them shuffling, shuffling, shuffling down. It spread like a forest blaze, became a craze, thanks to Harlem now. Everybody's trucking, truck it on out that sun, yeah. Truckin',
which was a fairly big hit for Waller, though not so huge as Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter. Oddly, Fats didn't sing on record for the first decade of his career. He was better known as a songwriter, great stride pianist, player of theater organ and piano, and accompanist to singers. During the 20s, Waller was often invited to recording sessions for such bands and leaders as McKinney's Cotton Pickers, Ted Lewis, Jack Teagarden, and Fletcher Henderson. On one occasion, when Waller was working with Fletcher and the guys, they went out for a bite to eat. Waller quickly gobbled down 9 hamburgers before confessing that he had no money. Fats proposed that if Fletcher would pay the bill, he'd write 9 tunes, one for each burger. Henderson accepted, and Waller proceeded. In a short time, Waller had roughed out a set of tunes, though, to Fletcher's credit, he paid Waller $10 each for the tunes, later recording several with Waller on piano. Waller was a real spark plug on the 1926 session that recorded his Henderson Stomp. Listen as the band breaks for his 16-bar piano solo. There's no let-up at all in the considerable forward momentum. Waller's strong left hand containing enough drive to match the power of the entire Fletcher Henderson Orchestra. We'll be right back. The Fletcher Henderson Band never sounded livelier in their first decade than on that Fats Waller tune, Henderson Stomp, Waller playing piano in 1926. By the way, that tune's original title was Top and Bottom, named after a popular Harlem drink consisting of gin and port. Waller's voracious appetite for food was matched equally by his vast capacity for liquor. Wherever and whenever Waller sat at a piano, there was always a glass and jug of gin or whiskey right there. Naturally, it was his favorite breakfast as well, what he called liquid ham and eggs. One of my favorite Waller tales is about a party shortly after his return from Paris in 1932, thrown by James P. Johnson, Eddie Condon, and others. In the midst of the drinking and revelry, Waller was uncharacteristically overcome, rushed to a bedroom, and passed out on the floor. Presently, Johnson and others tried to rouse him. After much effort, they managed to bring him around, urging him to wake up, telling him, "You've got company. You're the host, man." Waller rolled his eyes, contracted his brows, giving the matter some thought, then announced, "Okay, man, you be vice host. I quit the job," and lapsed again into unconsciousness. One might debate how good a jazz singer Fats Waller was technically, but like the best jazz singers, he communicated his personality through his voice exceptionally well.
Got a brand new twinkle in my eye. Don't you know the reason why? I got a brand new girl, and I won't dispute. She's the reason I got a brand new tie and a brand new suit. When I'm with her, gotta look my best. Put on my tan shoes, gray spats, double-breasted vest. Gotta wear my stick pin. It's a tecla pearl. With that brand new tie, the brand new suit, the brand new girl.
Gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I've got to look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere. Gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair. Got to get myself booting there. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my Harlem coquettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call. I ain't coming home until the fall. And again, I might not get back home at all. Lula's back in town, yeah.
Waller's delightful rhythm band from 1935, Lulu's Back in Town, My, 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 and Got a Brand New Suit. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for Jazz Rhythm, Fats Waller, Favorites and Obscurities. While that actually wasn't the well-known personnel of Waller's rhythm, it's still representative of his great little band, which I think has been unfairly criticized. I, for one, like what I hear in the spirited soloing of reed man Gene Cedric and trumpeters Herman Autry and Bugs Hamilton. They fit delightfully with Waller, who, after all, was the main draw on his discs. The rhythm section players, drummers Harry Dial or Slick Jones, and the fine guitarist Al Casey all embody Fats' own definition of swing, which was, quote, two-thirds rhythm and one-third soul. I've previously mentioned Waller's songwriting with James P. Johnson, but among the hundreds of tunes written by Waller are also a dozen or more written with longtime associate James C. Johnson, who is not to be confused with James P. Waller wrote a batch of tunes over the years with James C. Johnson, such as Yacht Club Swing, The Joint Is Jumpin', and this little ditty, Hold My Hand, heard here in a live broadcast from his 1938 gig at the Yacht Club in New York City.
my, my. And I will latch on and bring you that fine...
Hold My Hand, a live broadcast. Waller was then playing a gig in New York City at the Yacht Club. This is Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New. I'm Dave Radlauer. I hope you're getting as much enjoyment out of this series as I am about the multiply talented Thomas Fats Waller, singer, pianist, jazz organist extraordinary, composer, and one of America's best-loved entertainers. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication covering traditional jazz and ragtime personalities and contemporary events. Information at www.mississippirag.com. And the Jazz Rhythm website is Jazz Hot. That's one word, jazzhot.bigstep, also one word, .com. Here's another rendition of Hold My Hand by the contemporary French band Paris Washboard, whose pianist Louis Mazetier is outstanding among today's followers of the Harlem Stride pianists like Fats Waller.